Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Jeannie Davis, speaking about a special needs prom with the theme Magical Night, happening in Washington on June 30th. A special event is coming up later this month. Can you tell us what's going on?
It's going to be a magical night prom for our special needs clients in the community. It's been 5 years since we've had a last prom, so it's on June 30th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in the Fellowship Hall. $6 per person. A meal is being served. They're having a choice of ribeye steak or chicken breast grilled. And at the time, the guests are able to have their pictures taken. So it's going to be a good time.
And were you at the last one 5 years ago?
Yes, I was.
Can you tell us what the atmosphere is like?
Oh, the clients are so excited. The girls got to be dressed, had their hair done, their makeup done. We had a grand march. It was amazing. It was just a fun time. And now the girls are getting very, very excited again.
Oh, I bet. Prom's a big deal.
Yes.
And is the Grand March something that the public can come watch?
If they would like, that would be great. It will probably be about, I'd say, 6:15, 6:30 that the Grand March will start. I have got so many people who have offered to volunteer and help. The community has been amazing with this. So.
And you have quite a few volunteers lined up, everything from hair to serving. Are there any other things that people can help with?
Yes, our ladies are pretty well taken care of with dresses, hair, and stuff like that. But our guys, they're wanting, you know, like vest or suit jacket or a tie. And if anybody, you know, has something to offer, that would be fantastic before the 30th.
And where can they drop those things off?
At the AAS office on the west side of the square, 109 South Marion.
And in addition to dinner, is there dancing?
Yes, there is. And our guest DJ is Pastor Jason from the Crawfordsville Ainsworth Church. So it's going to be fun.
And when you say clients, what service provider is that?
There's Optime, there's Advanced Employment, there's Systems, any of the groups from around town here.
And are you hoping for a big crowd? Do you have any numbers yet?
We're thinking between 95 and 100. That's with guests and their staff. So
that's quite a few people.
It's going to be exciting.
Yeah. So what all goes into it on the planning side of things? This isn't just going to happen.
Oh, no. There's been meetings with Pastor Jim Stiles, myself, and two other ladies from the Methodist Church. The coordination of getting flowers ready for everybody, getting dresses, which the ladies are going to be able to go to a place in Wayland tomorrow for dress fitting and pick out a dress. So that's going to be exciting.
That's very nice. Why do you feel it's important to have this in Washington?
Our clients, they deserve to have this magical night. It's something that they can look forward to, they can remember and talk about down the road.
And do you hear clients talk about it down the road?
Oh, yes. And when the subject of a prom coming up, they were just totally, it's like, yeah. And some of them already gone out and got their dresses, so it's
very
exciting.
And I know that sign-up has already happened, but mm-hmm. If there are any last-minute folks, can they still contact
you? Oh, yes, they can. They can call 653-7568. Just let us know how many, what they want, the steak or the chicken breast.
And do you have a favorite song you're hoping to hear?
I haven't even taken time to think of that yet.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
Oh, I think I'm going to wear a dress.
Well, that should be exciting, and hopefully
yes. It
cools down a little bit.
I hope so, too. By June 30th, it should be.
And lastly, can you remind us again what the theme is?
Magical Night. And I hope that it will be magical.
That's been today's Washington Page with Jeannie Davis, speaking about a magical night prom on June 30th. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.